This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a program that's going to be presented at the Historical Society here in Adrian, and it's about a 50th anniversary bike ride, and we're going to learn more about that from a couple of guys who did it back 50 years ago. It doesn't seem possible it's been 50 years for this, but I'd like to welcome into the program here in studio is Matt Harps, and Matt, it's good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
And we also have on the phone, live and direct from Chicago area land, Matt Herms. And Matt's going to have you with us as well.
Yeah, I'm with you, but 5 hours away.
Yeah. And actually, you know, that's not very far when you come down to it. Let's kind of start off of the discussion here. This is a bike ride that you did back 50 years ago, and I'll be referring, because both of the guys' first names are Matt, I'm referring both their first and last name. So Matt Harps, tell us, where the idea to do this bike ride?
Well, I think that Matt and I both had kind of adventurous spirits, and we enjoyed being associated or going to class with Joe Pullen, an old Adrian High School biology teacher who was an enthusiastic adventurer, if you ask me. He was a biology teacher and a swim coach, and he kind of was an inspiration for many things. And I believe that that infected both Matt and I. And after high school, We got together and looked at doing something adventurous. And I can't remember how many different things we talked about, but a bike ride came up. I think maybe Mr. Theory with the Overlanders may have had an inspirational part of that decision. And then we just eventually gravitated towards a bike ride around the country.
And there was a reason you did have a cause for this, right? I mean, for doing the bike ride?
Yes. Once we kind of settled on this, we talked about doing some good with it, raising some funds for somebody. And the American Cancer Society was a prominent organization, and we just chose them to try to help.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you raise the money just before then, or how did you raise the money for that then?
Well, we didn't raise money at other places where we went. It was all local money, and it was a matter of people donating as they followed us and donating to the local chapter of the American Cancer Society here locally.
Right, right. So. Okay. Well, Matt Hermes, what was the route that you did for the bike ride?
Oh, well, it was as Matt mentioned, Mr. Theory, Mr. Tom Theory, who's still in town, and he suggested us going right through the Great Plains and out over the Rockies and right to Pasadena is where we ended up after 31 days, May 1st to May 31st, and we went 2,923 miles. That was 75 miles a day.
Wow.
And we, of course, the Rockies kind of slowed us down a little bit. But then we went up the Pacific Coast Highway, Highway 1, and eventually got to Seattle. And then we stayed with my aunt and uncle and my cousins up there for 6 days and just kind of rested, got our bikes back in shape. And then we headed east and on Route 2 and came upon Libby, Montana, in the extreme northwest of Montana. And we got out of the rain, walked into Pine Ridge Tavern in the middle of Ponderosa Pine Forest, and made great friends there. And those great friends never forgot Matt and Matt. And three of those great friends we made that night are coming to the presentation next Saturday. They're flying in to Fort Wayne and driving up and to see us again. Bruce Vincent and his wife and his friend Dixie Merchant. And once we left, a grand time in Libby ended in a very sorrowful time the next morning, a time that, well, pretty much put Matt and I on a quiet ride through that next day. We didn't say much because of what happened, and we'll talk all about that next Saturday. We took Route 2 all the way east and through the UP to Matt's brother's house in Houghton, and ended up in Montreal and down the East Coast through all the compressed states of New England and visited New York City and Washington, D.C., and then we got into Jacksonville, actually entered Florida in Kayenta, just west of Jacksonville, and we took the Gulf Coast Highway, 100 miles worth of beautiful sugar white sand and emerald green waters, and once we got to Pensacola, Matt and I decided, well, let's take a right, let's go north, let's go home. And we went up through Alabama and Tennessee and Kentucky and Ohio and back to Adrian.
Oh my gosh, that had to have been quite the trip, Matt.
Well, I know I can speak for Matt on this. It was an experience of a lifetime that Matt and I have never forgotten, and I feel it was my greatest achievement of my life.
Yeah,
and I think I learned more on this bike trip going 10,000 miles in 4 months and one day through the summer of 1975. I learned more on the bike trip than I ever learned in college and all the colleges I went to.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine. Well, Matt Harps, what about you? What has stuck out in your mind from this trip?
Well, I'd say that the people that we've met along the way, like as mentioned by Matt, Bruce and his girlfriend, and then there was Dave and Cliff, and I don't remember last name. If you do, Matt, that's fine. But they
no,
were,
I just remember Dave and Cliff.
Right. They were from New Mexico, and we met them in Colorado and rode with them a number of miles through the mountains, which the mountains itself was an experience because I had never seen them. So that was quite an experience. And then riding up the West Coast along on the Pacific Coast Highway, across the Golden Gate, that was just beautiful and an experience. And then, of course, how buffets became a favorite sight along the way is we kind of ate prodigious amounts along the way, which I think everybody will understand.
Yeah, you're burning off a lot of calories, you know, every single day.
Exactly. So
you guys had to store up, you know, in order to make good on your next trek for the next day.
Well, Matt made a good point, though, that we did hit a lot of buffets and diners, and for lunch, a loaf of bread and lunch meat and a carton of milk, and I left Adrian at 163 pounds, came back to Adrian at 163 pounds.
Oh, geez. So you mean the big lunches and dinners and the buffets didn't affect you because you were working it off every single day bike riding?
Oh, no doubt about it. Dale, we loved storming up and down hills. But we didn't ride for a record or try to get, you know, the most miles ever or anything. We stopped and enjoyed ourselves too.
And that had to add to the memory, Matt Harps, to the whole trip. of being able to do that, to be able to stop. You weren't having to, had to be here at a certain time or anything like that to be able to enjoy the places that you were visiting at the time.
Right. It wasn't a race. And if we saw something interesting, we stopped. We saw a mine, a hand-dug mine. I believe it's in Kansas. I think we have a picture of it, too. Big ball of twine, different things like that. And we were able to stop and take our time and still get everywhere we wanted to go.
Yeah, yeah. But
you remember Matt, in Massey, Ontario is where we stopped and ended up cliff diving and body surfing down the falls with the locals.
Yeah, I think that was near Massey, Ontario.
Yeah, it was Massey. Yeah,
there was cliff diving.
Northern Lake Huron.
Right, right.
Wow, wow. Yeah. After doing something like that, do you guys still have a bucket list, Matt Hermes?
Well, I have never been on a bike since, Dale.
Really?
As a matter of fact, my original bike was stolen about a year after we returned while working in Adrian, and I never got a new bike since.
Oh, geez. Well, I got to ask the both of you, and I'll start with you, Matt Hermes, is that, you know, now when we think of bikes and bicycles, we're thinking, you know, something that's pretty, you know, advanced and everything. What type of bikes did you have that you actually rode?
Well, we went to Bill Downer's Bike and Lock Shop on North Main, and he sold us two Fuji bicycles, Japanese bicycles, 10 speeds.
Ah, okay.
And we'll have pictures of in front of his shop. We will show everything. I got to stop right here, Dale, and say that Matt Harps took the most unbelievable photographs, all slide film, and they're all preserved just beautifully, even after 50 years, that I can't wait for everyone to see next Saturday.
Well, then that brings us to the point here, guys. Well, first, you know, I need to ask Matt Harps here about what you remember about the bicycle that you were using, too, for the trip.
The seats were hard leather.
Yeah.
I remember that. They eventually conformed, or we conformed to them. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, probably both.
I remember, you remember the ping or the twang that occurred whenever we broke a spoke?
Oh, yeah.
And how we had to, especially if it was a rear wheel spoke, and we had to take off the gears and relace it. And fortunately, we handled that problem in Angola, Indiana on our way out very early in the trip when we switched out our rear wheels.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So went to a steel wheel, and that helped.
Okay. Well, you know, as we are going to wrap things up here real quickly, we need to mention about the fact, Matt Hermes, the presentation with the Lenawee County Historical Museum is going to be when and where?
Well, it is next Saturday, 7 days from today, September 27th. It'll be at 2 p.m., but people will be gathering. It's open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so people can gather as early as you'd like. It'll be in the Fraser Auditorium on the second floor of Lenawee Historical Museum, and it has a capacity of 140 chairs, and boy, we'd love to have all those chairs filled next week. It is located at 110 East Church Street in Adrian, Lenawee Historical Museum.
Right.
Next Saturday, September 27th.
All right. Well, I didn't want to give everything away that you guys are going to be presenting, so we want to keep some of the things that we talked about kind of like a touch of what you are going to be talking about, and you'll be having the slides as well to be able to show people on your trip that you took. So, you know, I say congratulations at this point for doing the bike ride and to be able to celebrate the 50th anniversary of this happening. So congratulations to the both of you, and we look forward to everybody stop by and take in the presentation on the 27th at 2 o'clock.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it in a big way. I'm going to be leaving town on Thursday and taking up my hotel room at the Carlton, and maybe Matt and I can meet on Friday at the museum just to kind of go over the slides together and learn how to click the remote and how it all is going to be set up. And
Right. Well, Matt Hermes, thank you so much. Matt Harps here in the studio with me. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the 50th anniversary.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
Hey, Dale, thanks for having us. Really appreciate this time.
Well, it's been fun. It's been fun talking to the both of you and kind of reliving some of the things that you went through. And we'll look forward to the presentation at the Lenawee Historical Museum again on Saturday, September the 27th. Did I get the right Saturday? It's a Saturday?
That's right.
Okay, at 2 p.m. And to be able to come in and learn more about this wonderful bike trip that you guys took. Thanks again, guys, for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.